聖書を朗読いたします。ヨシュア記3章1節から17節です。ヨシュアは翌朝早くイスラエル人全部と一緒にシテムを出発してヨルダン川の川岸まで行き、それを渡る前にそこに泊まった。3日経ってから司たちは宿営の中を巡り、民に命じて言った。あなた方はあなた方の神主の契約の箱を見、レビ人の祭司たちがそれを担いでいるのを見たなら、あなた方のいるところを立ってその後ろを進まなければならない。あなた方と箱の間には約2000キュビットの距離を置かなければならない。それに近づいてはならない。それはあなた方の行くべき道を知るためである。あなた方は今までこの道を通ったことがないからだ。ヨシアは民に言った。あなた方の身を清めなさい。明日主があなた方のうちで不思議を行われるから。ヨシアは祭司たちに命じて言った。契約の箱を担ぎ民の先頭に立って渡りなさい。そこで彼らは契約の箱を担ぎ民の先頭に立って行った。主はヨシュアに仰せられ、今日から私はイスラエル全体の見ている町であなたを大いなるものとしよう。それは私がモーセと共にいたようにあなたと共にいることを彼らが知るためである。あなたは契約の箱を担ぐ祭司たちに命じてこう言え。ヨルダン川の水際に来た時、あなた方はヨルダン川の中に立たなければならない。ヨシアはイスラエル人に言った。ここに近づき、あなた方の神主の言葉を聞きなさい。ヨシアは言った。生ける神があなた方のうちにおられ、あなた方の前からカナン人、ヘテ人、ヒビ人、ペリジ人、ギルガシ人、エモリ人、エブシ人を必ず追い払われることを次のことで知らなければならない。見よ、全部の主の契約の箱があなた方の先頭に立ってヨルダン川を渡ろうとしている。今部族ごとに一人ずつイスラエルの部族の中から12人を選び出しなさい。全地の主である主の箱を担ぐ祭司たちの足の裏がヨルダン川の水の中にとどまると、ヨルダン川の水は上から流れ下ってくる水がせき止められ、せきをなして立つようになる。民がヨルダン川を渡るために天幕を立ったとき、契約の箱を担ぐ祭司たちは民の先頭にいた。箱を担ぐ者がヨルダン川まで来て、箱を担ぐ祭司たちの足が水際に浸ったとき、ヨルダン川は借り入れの間中、岸いっぱいにあふれるのだが、上から流れ下る水は突っ立ってはるか彼方のツワレタンのそばにある町アダムのところで堰をなして立ち、アラバの海すなわち潮の海の方に流れ下る水は完全にせき止められた。民はエリコに面するところを渡った。主の契約の箱を担ぐ祭司たちがヨルダン川の真ん中の乾いた地にしっかりと立つうちに、イスラエル全体は乾いた地を通り、ついに民はすべてヨルダン川を渡り終わった。以上です。
Hello. Good morning, everyone. Ohayou gozaimasu. That's all my Japanese for today. I'd like to first thank Pastor Craig and the elders for allowing me to speak this morning instead of Pastor Craig or others. Let me just check this slide here real quickly. Okay, very good, very good. Our time is limited, so I'm going to just go ahead and read from the English, and please follow along in the Japanese. You'll see it up on the screen as we go. But just to get you into place in where we are, we're in chapter 3 of the book of Joshua. So go ahead and turn there, and I'll let you know. This at this point in the life of Israel. Nani?
Stop. Don't go too far, please.
Sorry.
今朝は、このようにして、1年の最後にお説教する機会を与えられて本当に感謝しています。今日はバイリンガルでお説教するということで時間が限られていますので、まあ、聖書を私が読みますので皆さんはご自分の日本語で聖書を読みながら聞いていただければと思います。ヨシュア記の3章を開いてください。
Pray for us because I have a little trouble with my timing in the microphones. But anyway, so Moses has been the leader of Israel from the departure from the land of Egypt up until this point in time. God brought them through the Red Sea. He gave Israel the law through Moses. Through 40 years in the wilderness, Israel went with Moses, following after God and following after the cloud and the fire. He used Moses as the leader through many different trials and different battles along the way until they came near to the promised land. And then, just outside of the land of Canaan, God brought Moses home and made his general, Joshua, into Israel's new leader. God was going to bring Israel into the promised land through Joshua.
で、この時まで、モーセがイスラエル人のリーダーでした。エジプトからイスラエル人を連れ出して導く人が、その時まではモーセでした。神様は、イスラエル人に航海を渡らせ立法を与え40年間アラノをさまよわせました。神様は数々の困難な戦いの中でモーセをリーダーとして用いイスラエル人は約束の地の近くまでたどり着きました。カナンの地のすぐそばで神はモーセを天に召しモーセの部下というか従者であったヨシュアをイスラエルの新しいリーダーとして立てました。神はヨシュアを通してイスラエル人を約束の地に行かせようとしたのです。
In chapter 3, God brings Israel across the Jordan River at an unexpected time, both for the Canaanites and for the Israelites. And I want you to notice there's a timing is very important through this chapter. So pay attention to the timing of different things. It was late April or early May, and the Jordan River at this time was at its largest. The rapids were at their very fastest. I'm going to divide chapter 3 into three sections that I think you can see on your outlines, and we'll look at each one and see how God asks Israel to do unexpected things.
3章で神様はイスラエル人をイスラエル人もカナン人も予期しないようなタイミングでイスラエル人にヨルダン川を渡らせることになります。それなので3章を読みながらその神様がどんなタイミングでイスラエル人を渡らせるかということを見てほしいんですけれども、まず3章を3つのセクションに分けてお話しします。アウトラインの方を手法に挟んでありますので、見ながら聞いてください。
I'll go ahead and read chapter 3 verses 1 through 6 for you, and there it is in Japanese up on the screen if you don't have your Bibles. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and he and all the sons of Israel set out from Shittim and came to the Jordan, and they lodged there before they crossed. And it came about at the end of 3 days that the officers went through the midst of the camp. And they commanded the people, saying, When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God with the Levitical priests carrying it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. However, there shall be between you and it a distance of about 2,000 cubits or 3,000 feet by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you shall go, for you have not passed this way before. Then Joshua said to the people, Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, Take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over ahead of the people. So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went ahead of the people. So after sending the spies into Canaan, Joshua brought the people to the River Jordan opposite from Jericho. Now this was in the spring, as the snows from Mount Hermon up in the north were melting. At that time, the Jordan would have been at its worst. So the Jordan River would, right about this time, be between 10 and 12 feet deep of rushing ice water, and it will have extended beyond its banks till it was about 3 to 360 feet wide.
カナンに、スパイを送ってから、ヨシアは民を、まあ、イスラエル人たちを、ヨルダン川のエリコの対岸、まあ、エリコが向こう側にあるっていうところまで連れてきました。でこの時期としては春の頃で、ハーモン山、マウントハーモンの、雪が溶け出して川に流れ込んでる時期でしたので、ヨルダン川の幅はいつもの2倍、まあ、メートルにすると90から100メートルぐらいの幅があったそうです。そして深さも 3、4メートルぐらいあった時期でした。
The first thing I'd like you to notice is that God didn't say anything to the people for 3 days. Israel camped in front of the torrent of water for 3 days, long enough for everyone to go to the edge and take a look at what stood between them and the promised land. Why would God be quiet for 3 days while they camped beside the river?
まず最初に気づいてほしいのは、神様が3日間何も語らなかったということです。イスラエル人たちはこの川岸で3日間も野宿していましたから、その間に今どういう川が状況なのかということを知るのに十分な時間がありました。なぜ神はこの3日間沈黙を保っていたのでしょうか。
Imagine what may have been going through the minds of the Israelites while they were camping there. That water is deep, and it's cold, and it's fast, and it's wide, and there are about 6 million of us that have to cross that. And after we cross that, we have to go to war. One, crossing that water is impossible. And two, once we're across, it's behind us and we can't go back. God wanted them to know that crossing the Jordan River was impossible.
この時イスラエル人たちが思ってたことを想像してみてください。この川はとっても深いし、水は冷たいし、幅は広いし、流れも速い。そして私たちは600万人もいる。こんな川を渡って約束の地に、まあ、行けたとして、まあ、行った先で今度は戦わなければいけない。この川をまず渡ること自体不可能だし、万が一渡れたとしてももう戻ることはできない。という思いが多分イスラエル人の中にあったと思いますけれども、神様はまずヨルダン川を渡ることは不可能だということを最初に示したかった。
So after 3 days of wondering, God finally spoke through Moses and through the leaders. The first thing he said was, the ark will go in front of you about 3,000 feet or 2,000 cubits, and you should stay back and watch it. The second thing he said was, consecrate yourselves, set yourselves aside to God to do whatever he wants, to be pure in heart and pure in mind.But note that he still hadn't told the people yet how they were going to cross the river.
3日間の沈黙の後、神様はついにイスラエル人に語りました。最初に語ったのは、契約の箱がまずあなた方の前を行くから、そこから3000フィート、だいたい1キロぐらいなんですけども、離れなさいということでした。そして次に身を清めなさいと言いました。それは自分を、まあ、コンセクレイトって英語ですが、性別する、神様の前に清めるという意味です。まあ、ここまでおっしゃったんですけど、まだ神様は、どうやってヨルダン川を渡るかについては沈黙を保っていました。
Why didn't he answer this big question in their minds? How are we going to cross it? Because he wanted them to make sure to keep first things first. The first thing he wanted to do, them to do,was to keep their eyes on him at all times. That's why the ark was to be 3,000 feet in front of them. Make sure, the second thing is to make sure that your lives are set aside. So God didn't want to tell them how to cross until he got their attention on him and he got their lives focused on him.
なぜ神様はどのようにしてというみんなの心にあった疑問にすぐに答えなかったのでしょうか。それは神様が 人々がまず最初に一番大切なことに目を向けることを願ったからです。神様のために何かをしようと思ったら、まず神様に目を向けることです。そして自分の人生が神の清さにふさわしく性別されているかどうか、それを見極めることです。
Now, in verse 6, I can see a 6 here. The first thing that Joshua said was the Lord is going to do wonders among you. He said he's going to do wonders among you tomorrow. Where's tomorrow on that? There's somewhere on it says tomorrow. It doesn't say tomorrow? For it's there. Verse 5. Oh, okay, verse 5. Asu. Asu. Any? There! Okay, so tomorrow the Lord is going to do wonders among. He still hadn't said what he was going to do. All that Joshua knew was that he had to put the priests in front of Israel. So the priests went over there, and he still didn't know what was going to happen.
5節で神様は明日ということ、明日ということは言ってるんですけれども、6節で主があなた方のうちに不思議を行われるからと言っただけで、実際にやっぱりどのようにしてというのはここでまだ言ってないんですね。神様に、ヨシアは神に対する完全な自信。
So what I'm saying is that God had called Israel to go across this raging river Jordan into the promised land. Instead of telling them how it would be done, he told them two things. Keep your eyes on him and set yourselves apart to him. And he wanted two responses, in which Joshua provided. Faith that he would do something great and the beginnings of obedience. Put the priests in front of everyone.
神様はどうやって人々がどのようにして渡るかということを教える代わりに2つのことをみんなから求めました。1つはまず神様に目を向けること、そして神様の前に身を清めること、そしてそのことを通して2つのことを求めました。1つは神様が素晴らしいことをしてくださるという信仰、そしてもう1つは神に聞き従うという従順さです。
Now things get interesting here. Between verses 6 and 7 in Hebrew, the wording indicates that these two verses came after Joshua put the priests in front of Israel. After he exercised God, faith in God to do as he promised.
6節7節あたりから、面白い展開になってくるんですけれども、ヘブル語の聖書によりますと、神のイスラエルを約束の地に連れていくという約束は、ヨシュアが神に対する信仰を示した後、ヨシュアが実際に行動を取った後に、与えられています。
So at the start of verse 7 it says in English, Now the LordSaid to Joshua, This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. You shall, moreover, command the priests who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant, saying, When you come to the edge of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. At this point, God finally revealed how he was going to get Israel across the water.The priests were to step into the edge of the river, and when they do, they're to stand in the Jordan on dry land. And that's it. That's the whole plan. You'll see how crazy this plan seems in a few moments. You have a flooding river, 10 to 12 feet deep, fast rushing cold water. It's about 300 feet wide, and you have millions of people crossing it on foot.And the leaders are to take this precious Ark of the Covenant and step into that flood and then stand in it.
ここに来てついに神様はどのようにして川を渡るかというのを示されます。まず祭司たちが、ヨルダン川の水際に来たとき、ヨルダン川の中に立たなければいけない。これこそが神の命令でした。これがどんなに非現実的な指示かお分かりでしょうか。 川の水はあふれかえり、深さは3、4メートル、そして幅100メートル、そして600万人もの人が自分の足で渡らなければなりません。で、祭司たちは自分たちより1キロ離れたところ、1キロ先に行って、大事な契約の箱を担いで、その激流の中に入って立たなければいけないという命令でした。
Sometimes it may seem like God calls you to do something equally crazy. For example, you're at work and you're seeking peace, but you can't get it because one of the people that you work with is giving you lots and lots of trouble. And so I've asked Akiko to share a little bit of her experience and how it fits in with this.
時々神様は私たちにありえないことを求めているように感じることがあります。例えばあなたは平安を求めているのに職場で誰かとトラブルになってそれが叶わないなどということがあります。で、私のちょっとした証があるんですけれども、今働いている職場で、一人、おつぼね的なちょっと意地悪するおばさんがいたんですね。で、本当に心が折れて家に帰る時もあったりしたんですけれども、人間的にはもう意地悪仕返してやりたいっていう思いがあったんですけれども、いやでも私はクリスチャンだから同じように答えちゃいけないんじゃないかっていうやっぱり神様からの導きがあって、気持ちに反して、彼女に優しくしてあげたんですね。彼女が用意するべきところを先にやってあげたりとか、心を鬼にしながらこうやっていたら、だんだん彼女の態度が変わってきて、今では彼女の方が、私のアシスタントの存在だったんですけれども、全く私の手助けをしなかったのが、だんだんいろんなことを手伝ってくれるように自発的になってきて、本当に神様に目を向けて神様がしてほしいだろうなって思うことをやった時に神様が働いてくださるという経験をさせていただきました。
So sometimes he asked for something strange. There was a whole story. Okay, thank you. Or perhaps, for instance, you're falling short on your finances, but you know that God promises to provide for you. MaybeHe's asking you to give a little more, to put in your faith in him and trust in him so that he will return and give you all the provision that you need. Perhaps you know that God might want you to have abundant life, but you lack joy. Maybe you need to ask forgiveness of a person that you've offended before he will give you that joy.
他の例としては、経済的にいつも困難な状況にあるけれども、神様は必ず 神の子供たちを養ってくださると信じて、収入の大部分を神様に捧げてみる、信仰を持って、もしかしてそしたらその時に神様があなたを祝福して思った以上のものを与えてくださるということもあるかもしれませんし、また、神様の前に、豊かな人生を歩みたいと思ったならば、神様がそれを介入してくださる前に、あなたが傷つけてしまった人のところに行って和解する、その時に神様があなたに祝福を与えてくださるかもしれません。
Fresh out of receiving God's plan on how Israel was going to cross the Jordan, Joshua went out to the people and told them what they were going to do.
どのようにしてヨルダン川を渡るかを示されてすぐ、ヨシアはその方法をイスラエル人に告げ知らせました。
Next slide, please. It seems stuck. Oh, there we go. Okay, thank you. I'll just read a portion of it here. Then Joshua said to the sons of Israel, come here and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, by this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will assuredly dispossess from you before you the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Hivite, the Perizzite, the Girgashite, the Amorite, and the Jebusite. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over ahead of you into the Jordan. Now then, take for yourselves 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one man for each tribe. And it shall come about when the soles of the priests, the feet of the priests who carry the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, and the waters which are flowing down from above shall stand in one heap. The first and most important thing that Joshua told them in verse 10 was that was what was about to happen would prove to them that the living God was among them. After all, the thing we need to know and understand the most in our lives is that God is with us. That's why one of Jesus' names is Emmanuel, and we celebrated during the Christmas season, you know, just a couple weeks ago, that God is with us.
10節でヨシアが民に告げた一番大切なことは、これから起こることを通して神が生ける神であるということを示されるということです。結局のところ私たちが一番理解し知らなければいけないことは神が共におられるということです。イエス・キリストの別の名前はイマヌエルという、風に呼ばれているんですけれども、それは神が共におられるという意味です。
Secondly, the people needed to be reassured that God would carry through with his promise that he would give the promised land to the Jews. God is always faithful to carry out his word, and the first proof of it would be that Israel would be able to cross the Jordan during the flood stage.
次に神様がユダヤ人に約束の地を与えるというご計画を必ず成し遂げられるということをイスラエル人が再確認する必要がありました。神はいつも誠実に御言葉を実行されます。そしてその最初の証拠がイスラエル人が洪水の時期にヨルダン川を渡るということでした。
Now, I found this video while I was researching for this sermon. And whoop!There it is. Can we make it go with this? No, this is the Jordan during flood. And let's see here. Can you hit the go button? How do we hit the go button? There you go. Now this seems, this isn't at the 300 foot wide stage yet.And I don't think it's 10 to 12 feet deep yet. But that is about what Israel would have seen as they approached the river. That sign there says Avnai in Hebrew. But so there, thank you. Let's see, let's go to the next slide. So I'm going to just jump down to here, okay?God brought Israel to the Jordan during its flood stage. He made them wait in front of it for 3 days, contemplating how impossible it was to cross. And then he said, step in it, and it will part, and you'll be able to cross. And then, here we go in the final verses of the chapter.So it came about when the people set out from their tents to cross the Jordan with the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant before the people. And when those who carried the Ark came into the Jordan and the feet of the priests carrying the Ark were dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks all the days of harvest, that the waters which were flowing down from above stood and rose up in one heap a great distance away at Adam. So that's about 10 miles or 10 to 16 miles away. The city that is beside Zarethan and those which were flowing down toward the Sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, were completely cut off, so the people crossed opposite Jericho. And the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan while all Israel crossed the dry ground.Until all the nation had finished crossing the river Jordan. And then in chapter 4, verse 18, it says, And it came about when the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord had come up from the middle of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up to the dry ground, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and went over all its banks as it was before.So,God had coordinated everything for the very purpose that Israel would focus themselves on him, that they would consecrate themselves to him, that they would move forward in obedience to what seemed like a crazy idea, but wasn't, all for the sake of knowing that the living God was with them and that he fulfills the, his promises.
ちょっと長かったんであれですけど、まあ、さっきビデオでご覧になったようにもあのようなものすごい状況の中を渡らせるっていう本当に人間の目から見て不可能なような状況の時をあえて神様は選んで、イスラエル人をその場所に連れて行きました。それは神様が共におられるということを示されるためです。神はありえないような障害さえも乗り越えることができるということを示されるためにあえてこのタイミングで彼らを連れてきたのです、神をまず第一として、そして身を清め、そして神様がおっしゃった通りに行動したときに神様は新たな奇跡を行われました。で、4章の18節まで読んだんですけれども、神様はヨルダン川をせき止めて人々を乾いたところ乾いた地を渡るようにさして、もう渡り切ったときに4章の18節でもうまた水が流れ出したという、奇跡を行われました。
Thank you. Where is God calling you to go this year? What obstacle do you have to pass before you can enjoy the abundant life that God promises? Is it setting aside a consistent time to spend with Him every day so that you can sense His daily presence in your life? Maybe it's turning to Him whenever temptation comes your way so that you can enjoy a more holy life.
もうすぐ新年を迎えようとしていますけれども、神様はあなたをどこに連れて行こうとしているでしょうか。神様が約束された祝福に満ちた人生を送るために乗り越えなければいけない障害は何でしょうか。それは神様の御臨在を感じることができるように神様と共に過ごす時間を毎日取ることでしょうか。あるいは神様がすべて備えてくださ、あ、違う違う。あるいは神様にあって清い人生を歩むことができるように誘惑にあったときにまず神様に目を向けることでしょうか。
My exhortation for you this year is if you keep him in front of you where you can see him and set yourself aside for him and take steps of faith, he will surely and faithfully respond and let you see him at work in your life.
神様を常に人生の一番にして、また神様にあって身を清め信仰の一歩を踏み出すとき、神は必ずそれに忠実に応え、神様があなたの人生になさる御業を見せてくださると信じます。
Thank you. Okay. Father, thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word. Thank you, God, for the opportunity you give us to study it and the joy that we have in knowingthat you are with us and that you desire to fulfill your promises to us as we obey you. This year, Lord, help us to put you in first place in our lives and to put your will above our own so that we may do as you desire and that we may experience you as you desire. In Jesus' name, amen.